and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday. I'm Richard Jones. And the news today is that the one sector of Scotland's agriculture industry that is still struggling is under more pressure than ever. Pig producers right across the UK are seeing prices actually drop again this week, with Vion, Woodheads, Tulip, Cranswick and Gills, who all buy on contract, averaging about 143 pence a kilo. That's down from 150 pence plus earlier in the year. Now, with feed prices heading back up again and wheat around about £160 a tonne or more, that's just too much for some. And there's a real worry about the viability of the size of the national pig herd now. It seems as though it's always one step forward and two backwards for pig farmers. And the only saviour might be extra demand from the schools going back from holidays. But it begs the question that with the rest of Scottish farming in buoyant mood, and in some cases even looking to expand, why is it that pig farmers are still struggling and going out of business? I, for one, don't want to see my bacon roll coming from abroad, but that's fast becoming a reality with the current trends in pig farming. Now, Quality Meats Scotland do everything they can to promote meat from Scotland, and this week sees the launch of their campaign, Get Behind the Label. It aims to improve meat consumers' understanding of the high welfare, quality and traceability behind all Scottish meat. Here's Yul Morton, he's Chief Executive of QMS.
We need to have consumers that want to buy, and in terms of our process of engagement with consumers, we use a word, RUDE, R-U-D-E, to get our marketing thinking right. And that's about getting the consumer, first of all, to recognise the brand, then to understand the brand, demand the brand, and engage with the brand. And that's the process that our marketing team is working through with the different brands. And of course, when you think that Scotch Beef has a 92% recognition rate, the Scotch Beef brand, that's fantastic in Scotland. And, you know, Scotch Lamb is also with highest ever levels of recognition. So our campaigns have been working, and consumers are demanding the brand. And of course, our exports are up right across our three species, Richard. The exports are up, and that's got to be good news, and imports are down. Again, that's good news.
So that's Yul Morton, head of QMS, launching the Get Behind the Label campaign. And we'll have his take on the problems facing pig farmers later on this week. But that's all for Wednesday. Back tomorrow, 6:14, 12:40, with more MFR Farming.